The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Piscopo in the Morning, going through a little bit of internet help. By the way, I hold back. I try to be nice and a good morning to you. Al, stay with me. Frank, I got you there. I got you boys there.
Absolutely, Joe, okay. Here for you.
I'm just telling you, I do. I have a litany of computers before me, and I have got lines going in, lines going out, and I have Comcast as my carrier. All I know is the excess profit of this organization. I don't want to sound like Bernie Sanders, but oh my God, can they make anything work? Can Apple make anything that works? And can Comcast make anything that works? It's the more sophisticated we get with our devices, the more things go wrong. And they get away with it. And then I go out to my house in the boondocks, and you know, and I told you this before, I get AT&T because I know the guys at AT&T, they've been very, very nice. The service folks, the folks that he talked to on the phone, the folks in the AT&T stores, nobody better. They are so nice. They're so knowledgeable. The technology is awful. It got worse at my house. I can't even use my cell phone at my house anymore. How did it get worse? It used to work. It doesn't work anymore. So what do? I get a landline. I'll be going back to Morse code and a telegraph beforehand. Maybe that's the way we got to go. Oh, my gosh, I have had it. And, you know, I don't mind, but I just know the excess profit of Apple, of all these companies, of Google, whoever's running all this internet stuff that's going on, Comcast, you got to fix before you make the excess profit, before you buy another network. Could you fix it and help it out for the little people? There's my little spew of upset with the big corporation. 707 with Piscopo in the Morning. Frankie, how you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I know how frustrating technical problems can be, but I am glad you are making it work.
Well, let me know. I do. And I feel the mic goes in, the mic goes out. It's all internet-based. That's what's scary. You know what really is scary, Frankie Fiberos? Our defense system is on the same system.
Well, you know, Joe, that is such a great point. A story which got very little attention over the weekend is exactly highlighting what you just mentioned. So the Chinese government, they actually hired hackers, and these hackers hacked into a naval contractor, private computer files, and they stole information about American submarine technology, including a new submarine that we're developing that's going to be on the high seas by 2020. They stole this. Wow. A government that we deal with actually hired a hacker to openly steal data about American national security interests. And we're told the president's too tough with China. Give me a break.
And Al, Frank's talking about data, regular data, not the character from Star
Trek. Yes, I know.
The next generation.
Yeah.
Make sure I break that down.
Thank you.
Hey, so the big news is the summit, and Congressman Peter King, he'll talk to us. And Frankie, you know, I Peter King coming up momentarily, and Dr. Jeffrey Gardier will be with us. We're going to talk about the suicides after Anthony Bourdain. I mean, what happens? I mean, that with all that success, and you end up killing yourself. It's an epidemic. I don't know. I worry about it. The teenage kids. It's epidemic in my county of Hunterdon and all throughout New Jersey. I don't even want to think about it. The drug addiction, the suicide. But when, and Frankie broke the story, this is what I love what we do, and I say this in the most humble of ways, is when we're talking about when Bourdain killed himself, that's the age group that kills themselves the most are the older folks. But if you have all that success, you're going to take your own life. And I don't mean to be, you know, not sensitive, right? But that's, Frankie, that puzzles the heck out of me. You reach the pinnacle of your career. You have a 13-year-old daughter. Frankie, I'm just saying, what drives you over the edge like that, man?
Well, you know, I don't know, right? But that's one of the reasons I'm so eager to hear your conversation with Dr. Gardier. But, I mean, I think people look at Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain. These are two folks, okay, maybe they're having some problems in their relationship or their personal life, but they're wealthy, they're famous, they seem to be doing what they love for a living, they have children, and you think, what really, how tortured must you be
exactly.
in order to make your child fatherless or motherless? I think
exactly.
You really, I mean, everybody I'm sure has dealt with some aspect of depression from time to time, you know, some worse than others, but you think of really how sick you have to be in order to make your child fatherless. I can't imagine.
I know. Well, I know. It's so true. And not to, you can't make any excuses, but when somebody's younger and they're in their teenage years, you can almost, you understand the confusion and the upset and what's bothering a teenager, but not when you're older and you're successful, not when you have kids and you got the responsibility of kids. So, but Dr. Gardier will break it down as no one else can. And Kevin Jackson on the 9 o'clock hour as well. And I see the New York Post, by the way, supported our friend Dan Donovan. And that's a big endorsement, Frank.
Right. So you now have Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, the New York Post, the New York Daily News, the Conservative Party, the Independence Party, the Republican Party, the Reform Party. I will be amazed if Michael Grimm is still able to win a Republican primary on June 26th. And you know what? I think it was de Tocqueville or maybe Ben Franklin who said, eventually we get the government we deserve. If the Republican voters of Staten Island and Brooklyn choose Michael Grimm over Dan Donovan, they deserve to lose the seat. They absolutely deserve to lose the seat.
Yeah. Well, you know, we open the airways to anybody, by the way, but we want to say it's very vital now. And I don't want to say and get too dramatic here, but it's very vital that we put the right people in office now. And I accept everybody, my liberal Democratic friends, but there is this socialist progress. And I have to go here and I don't want to go here. And I want to talk about the summit. I want to talk where we are, how we got it. I want to talk about what I talked about at the beginning of the 6 o'clock hour, how Donald Trump is negotiating this. This is a negotiation. I will say this several times this morning. One of the great journalists on the scene today clearly is Maria Bartiromo, my dear friend, long time. I was proud to be friends with Maria. Brooklyn born, by the way. Brooklyn born and raised. You know that. So Maria said she chatted with the president briefly on Air Force One. I saw this on Fox and Friends. She didn't tell me this. I saw this. And she says President Trump walked over to her and said, she said, what do you think, Mr. President? I mean, this G7 situation is getting tense. And the president tells Maria Bartiromo, Maria, it's all a negotiation. That was the most riveting thing I heard all weekend long, aside from the North Korean summit. In regards to this G7 summit, everybody was so upset. Well, he wants Russia there. But it's all a negotiation. And you could see it. You could see Donald Trump crossing his arms, you know, and blocking out Angela Merkel and his friend, his buddy, his little boy bromance friend, Emmanuel Macron, you know, and certainly Trudeau in Canada. It's a negotiation. You can't get crazy about it. It's exactly what this is. So we watch it. But more importantly, what's going to happen with North Korea? The first step is it's monumental. This gives Kim Jong-un the credibility that he's striving for. But I wanted to go into depth, and you could go back in the 6 o'clock hour and podcast on AM970theanswer.com. This is the wonderful interview with Gordon Chang, who we appreciate. The first layer is Kim Jong-un. What role is China playing? Kim Jong-un lands in Singapore on a Chinese airline. It's Air China. That'll give you a little red flag there as what is China doing in this. You know, is he orchestrating, as Gordon Chang insinuated, is China orchestrating everything that Kim Jong-un is doing? Then you've got Vladimir Putin met with President Xi in China. You know, it's all connected, all working. And you want to know the truth? Between you and I, it's like, I'm glad that it's Donald J. Trump in charge of this, because I don't think, and you could call and you could, oh gosh, I don't want any hate, but you could call disagree for sure. I don't think Donald Trump has, and I say this with the utmost respect to the president, I don't think he has any respect for politicians. Except for the people that he keeps close, like Congressman King, Congressman Donovan. He knows and can trust a handful of people in public service. I think when he goes there, he goes, look, I know how to do this in real life. These people are just elected officials. These people are world leaders. I don't know that he has respect. And I think that's a good thing for us, because they are. They're all in there for their own power. They just want to use us as minions. You know that. That's where the Democratic Party has slipped into a progressive socialist agenda, where they just use us as minions, so they could stay in power. I mean, if you're really pure as a socialist, by the way, like Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren, and where the party is going, then let's see you not live in that lavish office in Congress. Let's not get rid of your assistant, get rid of your driver, get rid of your multiple homes, get rid of your pension and welfare, hand it over to somebody who needs it. If someone really believes in what they're talking about in that progressive socialist agenda, take your pension and welfare, say, I am donating my pension and welfare to an individual family in the inner city of Chicago who has no health care at all. I dare any progressive socialist to put their money where their mouth is. As I said about the President Obama, who, and I got no beef with him.
Yeah, Joe, you're right on the money. I mean, you talk about the politicians, not only in Washington, but in Albany, Trenton, and in some instances, City Hall. There's one set of standards that applies to the public and everybody else, and yet another set of standards that applies to the politicians themselves. No better example of that than Bill de Blasio still not paying his legal bills. He owes the lawyers that he hired to represent him in this criminal probe, which is solely, by the way, his own making. He still owes them about $350,000. And those lawyers, they're in a position to exercise enormous influence over city government. Let's say they forgive the debt that the mayor owes them. What do you think the mayor is then in a position to do? I mean, he basically has handed these attorneys, who have a lot of other clients, by the way, and who knows what other interests they have before the city, he's handed them a license to extort him. So you're exactly right about that, Joe. But it'll be interesting to see where that goes. But I think the North Korea situation offers a great deal of promise. So I don't know. I don't know what happened in terms of Donald Trump and the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. I'm a little unclear what exactly caused this barrage of negative tweets between the president and the Canadian Prime Minister. I'm all for what the president's doing in terms of these tariffs, but I think for far too long the president is right that we have been totally ripped off, totally taken advantage of by that. But I don't understand what happened between the time Donald Trump and Justin Trudeau met in Canada and then the time that the president started making these negative tweets. And then I saw that Peter Navarro interview on Fox News Sunday yesterday in which he said that Justin Trudeau had stabbed the president in the back. I think I'm missing something because I'm not exactly clear what Justin Trudeau did in order to stab the president in the back. But I know if people have calls or questions about the G7, that you're welcome to do so at 877-970-2999. Certainly E. Frank in Astoria has a great deal to say about the G7. Hello there, E. Frank.
Yes, hello, Frank, and hello, Joe Piscopo. I wouldn't just say that Justin Trudeau is an up-and-coming, inexperienced parliamentary politician, okay, because that's what he is, and no one is pushing him around. And our president is an American, Republican conservative from Queens, New York City. They come from different backgrounds. Donald Trump is an experienced, highly experienced businessman, land development. He has developed many deals throughout his life. It seems that Justin Trudeau does not know a single thing about Donald Trump and how he negotiates. And now that he's negotiating as president of the United States with his business skills, Justin Trudeau seems to be at the border of taking advantage of President Trump. He's the one who's actually taking advantage because the Canadians know that they can't negotiate with their leader up there in the hierarchical understanding of England. They can't go to Germany. They can't go to other countries. And the United States have been very generous in having a friendly nation's understanding with Canada. No one's pushing them around. No one's kicking them around. And they say that they are willing to negotiate, that they're kind and gentle people, and they're smart. Well, it's not smart to take advantage of a neighboring nation because they're in the upper part of North America. Their needs are very different than the needs here in the United States. And Donald Trump is not going to be a jackass and extort people that are friends of ours. So I believe that maybe, you know, Justin Trudeau should change his position a little bit and try to understand the American plight. And one more thing, Frank, you know, they've complained that draft dodgers went over to Canada during Vietnam. Well, we also have hired many Canadians here in the United States, and we serve their Air Canada needs very highly here. Their hubs, their hubs in LaGuardia Airport, JFK, and Newark Liberty are well served. So no one is attacking Canadians at any level. We love Canadians.
Yeah. No, hey, E. Frank, I mean, again, I would not have said it quite as lengthy as you said it there, but I couldn't agree with you more. All right, we're going to continue on the Joe Piscopo next with Congressman Peter King, who will give us an update not only on the G7, but Donald Trump's very controversial suggestion, which I'm all for, to welcome Russia back into the G7. So I somehow think Peter King will have a differing view. We'll continue next on the Joe Piscopo Show. First, here's traffic with Brandi Scott.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. You're starting to move better on the Gowanus heading eastbound. That accident just after the belt merge now gone. All lanes are open and getting by just a little bit slowly from Fort Hamilton Parkway. Westbound Cross Bronx, you're jammed there between the Bruckner and 3rd Ave. We've got some heavy slowdowns on the Harlem River Drive moving southbound. That's between Park Ave and the Willis Ave Bridge. Belt Parkway westbound, a slow go. Springfield Boulevard to Lefferts Boulevard. We've got some delays on the Van Wyck northbound. Linden Boulevard to Hillside Ave. 278 eastbound, that's going to cost you some extra time. We've got a stall taking out the left lane right by Clove Road in New Jersey. Accident on 78 has you solid approaching exit 55. You're just slammed right now in the express lanes from Elizabeth Ave there. 280 stop and go eastbound between the parkway and exit 14. And at your Hudson River crossings inbound at the George, accident cleared on the upper level, a 30 to 35 minute wait, lower level 15 to 20. Inbound Lincoln 25 to 30, inbound Holland 25 to 30. Mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, about 75 for the high. Tonight clear and cool down to about 50 degrees. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Hotels.com. With Hotels.com, get rewarded from seaside cabins in Oregon to five-star resorts in Mexico. Hotels.com's deals come with access to instant savings, too. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded. Instant savings available on select properties.
Jay Sekulow explains that Israel is getting attacked from all sides.
There is this pattern of attack from Gaza, from Hamas, Hezbollah in the north. Israel retaliates, and it's immediately, there's filings at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Again, The Hague courtroom's not what you expect, and this was nothing like the legal system we're used to here. in the United States.
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
From the Fox Business Network, healthcare services company Envision could soon be sold to private equity firm KKR. The Wall Street Journal says it's close to offering $5.5 billion for Envision. The company provides physician services to hospitals and healthcare facilities. Envision has been dealing with questions about its business and its billing. A federal judge is expected to rule tomorrow on AT&T's merger with Time Warner. The Justice Department sued to block the deal, saying it was a vertical merger that could allow the company to raise prices and crush competitors. Even if the merger is allowed, the judge could require restrictions on it. Stocks closed lower on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrials added 75 points, NASDAQ up 10, S&P up 8. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal, and for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Call for your free sample now. 800-787-1010. 800-787-1010.
Did you know that in 2017, the Better Business Bureau heard more than 5,000 complaints about alarm companies? Now, that puts home security in the top 10% of the most complained about industries. Here's how you fix home security. You do what my friends over at Simply Safe did. Simply Safe got rid of contracts and hidden fees. They work hard to earn their customers' business instead of relying on tricks and fine print. Simply Safe is a company that treats you the right way. How rare is that today? A company that relies on good service and a great product to earn your business. Now, I've known Simply Safe for years. They are good people, and it's why they've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau for 10 years running. And there are over 40,000 five-star reviews online. Simply Safe is what home security should be. You're getting the best protection, period. Learn more about Simply Safe today at simplysafe.com/medved. That's simplysafe.com/medved to protect your home and family with an A-plus home security system. simplysafe.com/medved.
The most important retirement event of the year is almost here, and you're invited. And you know what?
It's absolutely free.
The 2018 Retirement Roundtable is Wednesday, June 13th at 2 p.m. Eastern. This is an online event, so you can view it anywhere, and you can sign up today at retirementwatch.com. It's hosted by Roger Michalski of Eagle Financial, along with America's number one retirement expert, Bob Carlson, and a surprise special guest.
What will you take away from the Retirement Roundtable?
How one small change in your current plans will eliminate the single biggest threat to your retirement. The one retirement strategy that will add $125,000 to your nest egg. How to collect more than $1,500 every month without paying a penny in taxes. The breakthrough strategy that can turn every $1,000 into $10,000. And more. Remember, the Retirement Roundtable is free, but you must sign up at retirementwatch.com.
That's retirementwatch.com.
Sign up today at retirementwatch.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
7:26, this is the Piscopo in the Morning program. Joe Piscopo doing the show from New Jersey today, and he's had an internet connectivity issue, and he is temporarily unable to connect with us. So, the big winner here is Peter King, because the distinguished congressman who serves as a Republican on the House Intelligence Committee and the House Homeland Security Committee gets to talk with Al Gattulo and me. Congressman, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I feel great now. I don't have to put up with Joe abusing me and criticizing me and telling jokes about me and sort of implying that the Irish aren't as smart as the Italians. So this is great to be with you guys.
Well,
Joe, go ahead.
At the very least, you won't have to contend with another Yankee fan. You'll have a couple of Met fans to commiserate for a few minutes.
And they began to come back last night. The Mets are on the way. They're going all the way now. Once I can get them good World Series tickets for the Mets.
Yeah. How did you do at betting on the Belmont Stakes, Congressman?
Yeah, I'm not a big gambler. I it was almost too easy for Justify. But in the past, you have these horses that are the big favorites. They win the first two legs, and they can't win it. So, again, I'm not into gambling. I have nothing against it. I'm just not a gambler myself. But I was glad to see Justify do it. When my granddaughter is actually very big into horses. She rides and all that. So she was all excited about it. So that's really what... You know what got me going, but I'm still living back in the days of Secretariat when the race by about 4 miles, I think.
You know what? I got to ask you about this G7 summit that was in Canada. A lot of people unpleased at how the president and Justin Trudeau seemed to be publicly criticizing one another. Then Angela Merkel in Germany kind of weighing in on the side of Trudeau. John McCain went out of his way to send out a tweet saying, "Don't worry, allies, we're with you, even if the president isn't." Did this kind of ratcheting up of the rhetoric on trade and other issues at the G7, does that bother you?
No. Donald Trump is the art of the deal. And to me, there's several levels to this. One, he's sending a signal to King Jong-un showing that he's tough, that he can walk away, that he's not just going to be sucked into a deal with King Jong-un. And again, how if he can deal this tough with the allies, think how tough he can be with King Jong-un. So I think it was partly that, to set the tone for the Singapore talks, to show that this president is different from any other. He doesn't rely on traditional diplomacy. He tries to get it done his way. Secondly, as far as the G7, these guys are so self-important. I've been in a number of European meetings. I remember sitting once during the European Parliament. It was absolute agony. Europeans love process. They love to talk about what they're going to do. Canada has aligned itself. Listen, Canada's a great ally. But I think in this case where Trudeau is so friendly to the president while he's there, smiling, everything is great. And then when the president leaves, you know, Trudeau starts taking these sly shots at him. So, but again, it goes back to the whole, especially with the Europeans, with Germany and all that, after all we've done for them, all we do as far as NATO, I mean, Germany is still nowhere paying what it's supposed to as far as the chair of NATO. So I would put Trudeau in a different category. I think that's more of a macho thing between the president and Trudeau. The rest of the Europeans, you know, they can talk and to me, that's all it is. By the way, I challenge anyone listening to your show this morning to come back and ever tell any of us what was in any previous statement issued by the G7.
Right.
It's supposed to be a big thing the president signed it. I mean, I don't think anyone knows what's in it the day they sign it. Never mind a year later.
That's a challenge I don't think any of our listeners are up for. One area where I'm betting that you're going to part company with both the president and me is the issue of Russia, because nobody has been more critical of Vladimir Putin than you have. And this past Friday, President Trump came out and said, "Hey, I think we should let Russia back into the G7. The new prime minister of Italy said, "Yeah, same thing." Now, we all remember Russia was kicked out of the G7 over their annexation of Crimea. Where do you stand when it comes to bringing Russia back into the G7?
Yes, I understand. I think where the president is coming from, I wouldn't rule it out altogether. But to me, Russia has to show a change in its behavior. I mean, if anything, it's stepped up its hostile action. You know, it's killing, actually murdering its adversaries. There's murders in Britain recently. The fact that it's even stepping up its activities in Ukraine. I think that before we consider bringing the Russians back in, that it'd be part of an overall process. And that process would be Russia making steps to show that they are not going to keep going down this path of being an outlaw nation. So, yeah, I'd say on the surface, I disagree with the president. I'm reluctant to get too much into it while he's going into the negotiations with King Jong-un. I want to show as much of a united front with
him. Right.
And I would say the same thing for Hillary Clinton. Going into negotiate. You should stand with the president.
We're talking with Congressman Peter King, one of the most visible voices of a muscular American foreign policy that we've seen over the course of the last 2 decades, really, as Kim Jong-un prepares to meet in Singapore with President Trump. What do you want to see come out of this, Congressman? How will we know if this has gone as we'd like it to? What concrete results would you be really, really pleased with?
Ultimately, would be getting rid of all the nuclear weapons and having inspections on the ground to ensure that it's for real. This is going to be tough to do. I think it's very, very difficult to achieve. But if we can get started on that process, if we can get them to make concessions without us giving up anything substantially. I don't want these sanctions taken off. I mean, the only reason Kim Jong-un is at the table right now is because of these historically tough sanctions that President Trump has been able to get, and also by ratcheting up the public diplomacy. President Trump has definitely put them on defense and has gotten China engaged. So this is right now going the right way. We have to keep the sanctions on. I would say the beginning to show destruction of some of the nuclear weapons, allowing some inspections. But in the meantime, with us staying on it and not giving up at all on the sanctions. And also, we have to keep the pressure on China. We have to keep and we have to be assuring our allies that we're going to stay there. We can't be talking about pulling out any significant number of troops from South Korea. In the end, it has to be, we can give guarantees to North Korea as far as invasion, as far as a coup and all that talk. But the fact is that unless they give up their nuclear weapons and their capacity, in the long run, this isn't going to work. But if we can make incremental progress without us making concessions, I'm all for that.
Finally, Congressman, I have to pick your brain on the situation involving this pizza delivery man in Brooklyn and Queens who was delivering this pizza, even though he's a Long Island resident, worked at a pizzeria in Queens, delivering it to the Fort Hamilton Army Base in Brooklyn, gets detained by ICE. Now a judge has temporarily stopped his deportation. He is the husband and father of American citizens. What is your view in a situation like this, Congressman? Is this someone that should be able to stay in the country?
You know, you would like to find a way, but the fact is the law is the law. And there's many hard cases, and many of these people who are here illegally are good people, and they are trying to raise families. But we have to have sanctions. We have to have a way to enforce the law. And if they can find a way to give this guy a break, I guess I can see it. But again, there could be a thousand others or several thousand others. And then you open up the floodgates. And that's really why the whole immigration issue has to be addressed, primarily for an issue of security to begin with, to show that the borders are secure. And then also to, if there are human interest cases, maybe find a way to deal with them. But most importantly, we have to secure the border. Otherwise, we're going to be having these cases. And for every person who is getting a bad break, there's others who don't belong here and are not necessarily living up to any kind of standards. And that's part of the reason why MS-13 has been able to get in the country. So, you know, they say in law school, it's hard cases make bad law. This is a hard case. We can't be changing the law just for him. There is some way they can make an exception. Okay, maybe try to do it. But again, we have to have tougher immigration laws. And before we get off the air, let me just emphasize to everyone how important it is that Republicans in Staten Island and Brooklyn vote for Dan Donovan. Dan has to win that primary. We need him back in the Congress. He is one of the best congressmen we ever had.
Are we seeing? Are we going to see you at that rally he's doing with Mayor Giuliani on Saturday?
Oh yeah, I'll be there. Definitely, I'll be there for Dan, for Rudy, and really to let the people of Staten Island and Brooklyn know how united Republicans and really good people are behind Dan Donovan. We don't want Michael Grimm back in Congress.
Yeah, amen. Amen, Congressman. Thank you very much. I'll see you Saturday when you're out here for Congressman Donovan and along with Mayor Giuliani. And rumor has it Joe Piscopo may make an appearance as well. So,
well, he's not making an appearance this morning, I guess. I'm taking this as a personal probably as soon as I'm over, he's going to get back on the air. I'm on to his stretch. You know?
Thank you, Congressman. Talk with you soon. Very quickly, before we get to Al Gattulo with the news, I want to say hello to my very good friend and a very good friend of Congressman King, Bobby in Queens. Bobby, how are you, my friend? Good morning.
Good morning. Great show. I love the congressman, and I love you, my brother from another mother. You are a great leader and a great show, and I couldn't be more agree with the congressman. He is one of the finest congressmen, most outspoken and dedicated, and he represents his district and America so well. I'm so proud. He used to be my congressman. Same goes for Danny Donovan. He was a great DA, a great congressman, and I am, everybody that I know in Staten Island, I'm calling them, keep these good senators, good congressmen is so important for their residents as well as for America, so America can stay strong. I'm very proud of them.
Amen, Bobby. I couldn't agree with you more. Well said, my friend. If you want to comment on anything we're talking about, 877-970-2999. We'll try and reconnect with Joe again. He's having some internet connectivity issues. If not, I will tell you about my exciting afternoon yesterday with John Gotti and John Travolta. You're not going to want to miss that. But first, here's Agutula with the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
60 degrees at 7:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A man shot at a Queens nightclub early today, dead after trying to drive himself to the hospital. Smashed up his car around 3:30 this morning in Jamaica, just half a block from where he was shot near Liberty Avenue and Liverpool Street. Police say they found him slumped over the wheel with multiple bullet wounds so far. There have been no arrests. One of New Jersey's most iconic performers is the talk of the 2018 Tony Awards. Monmouth County native Bruce Springsteen is no stranger to sold-out shows and Grammy Awards, of which he has 23. He also won an Academy Award in 1994 for Streets of Philadelphia, but last night he was awarded a special Tony Award for the success of his massive hit show, Springsteen, on Broadway. Springsteen later performed My Hometown during the award ceremony, prefacing the tune with a bit of the dialogue from his play in which he discusses growing up in his hometown of Freehold. The garbage truck driver charged with DWI after allegedly striking 9 parked cars, a tree, and a front porch in Brooklyn has been freed on bail. Cops took 40-year-old Anthony Castaldo into custody after they say he ran from his smashed vehicle near 60th Street and 19th Avenue in Borough Park early Saturday morning. He's been charged with impaired driving, reckless driving, and leaving the scene of an accident. Officials also say he refused a breathalyzer test. His company, Viking Sanitation, says Castaldo has been suspended. In sports, the Mets avoided being swept in the Subway Series by blanking the Yankees 2-0 to finish out the 3-game set at Citi Field. Seth Lugo held the Yankees to 2 hits with 8 strikeouts in 6 innings to improve to 2-1 on the season. The two sides will meet again at Yankee Stadium on July 20th. Sports is sponsored by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Actually, no traffic here. We're taking a commercial break. We'll be back right after this.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the Smart Way to Buy .com studios. You know, buying a pre-owned car can be scary. How do you know it's safe? Was it in a flood or accident? Can you believe the mileage on the odometer? Well, on the smartwaytobuy.com, you'll find the finest collection of pre-owned vehicles in the area. And you'll find peace of mind because every car you see on the site comes with a vehicle history and has gone through a 150-point inspection. Plus, each one comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can be confident it's the right vehicle for you and at the right price, because the smartwaytobuy.com backs up every one of their already low prices with a 110% low price guarantee. The details are all there on the site. Discover the benefits of buying your next pre-owned vehicle, the smartwaytobuy.com.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's good news. Due to the financial hardship many are facing in today's economy, the IRS has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Qualifying for this program will resolve your tax problem, end all collections, and possibly reduce your back taxes by up to 90%. If you are facing wage garnishments, liens, bank levies, audits, or payroll taxes, it's not too late. Your circumstances may qualify you for this special program, protecting your savings and your assets. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's no need to worry anymore. Call the hotline at Victory Tax Solutions to see if you qualify and potentially save thousands. For this free information, call 800-813-1105. 800-813-1105. That's 800-813-1105.
So my Uncle Carmine, who passed away about a year or two ago, he would go to Danino's Pizzeria in Staten Island for every occasion. Initially, he would go there after he would play softball, but then he would go there whenever there was a birthday, whenever there was a graduation. That was his place to celebrate special occasions, not because it's some fancy restaurant, but just because the pizza is so good. And I would always go there. As a kid, as an adult, I still go there all the time. So then when they opened a second Danino's location in Manhattan, I was immediately skeptical. I thought, okay, this is going to be like Nathan's trying to expand beyond Coney Island. There's no way that they're going to be able to duplicate the crust. Because when you talk about what makes the Danino's pizza so special, whether you're talking about the meatball, fresh regatta and onion pie, whether you're talking about the classic margarita pie, whether you're talking about the garbage pie, it's the crust. The crust has a certain way that it crunches and a certain way that it flakes, and it complements the cheese and the marinara sauce so well that any Staten Islander who's been to Danino's knows. I said there's no way they're going to be able to duplicate it in Manhattan. Sure enough, I try the Manhattan location. It is exactly like the Staten Island location. It was surreal. Biting into that same Danino's pizza crust on McDougal Street, you're transported instantly to Staten Island. So if you haven't been to Danino's yet, first of all, I know you're not from Staten Island if you haven't been to Danino's. You've got to check out one of the Danino's locations. They all have that same great commitment to quality. The original Staten Island location in Port Richmond, you want to talk about a perfect summer afternoon, is go to Danino's for pizza, then go across the street to Ralph's for Italian ice. If you're in Manhattan, you got to check out the new location in Greenwich Village. If you're in New Jersey, they have locations in Aberdeen and down by the Jersey Shore in Brick. It is the pizza experience of a lifetime. If you want to check out the menu, go to Danino's.com. That's Deninos.com.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Now I'm hungry. Let's see if there's a way we can get to Danino's for lunch. 7:44. This is the Piscopo in the Morning Show. I am Frank Morano here with Al Gattullo. Joe is having some technical internet connectivity issues, and we're hoping to reconnect with him shortly. Meantime, here's your opportunity to be heard at 877-970-2999. Let's say hello to Mike in Manhattan. Hello there, Mike.
Yeah, how you doing? I just wanted to mention with the G7, my understanding was that before Trump left Canada, they were in an understanding that they were going to renegotiate that 217% tariffs that they charged on the dairies. And then after he left, he came out and said, oh, well, we're going to raise our tariffs in July if Trump doesn't take off the tariffs off of the steel and stuff like that. And that's what I think ended up ticking him off.
I see.
So I
appreciate you clarifying the timeline there, Mike. So what Mike is saying, and I believe that he's correct, is that when the president was meeting with Justin Trudeau, they had an agreement in principle. And then after the president left Canada, what Mike is saying, and that seems to be what Peter Navarro said in that interview on Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday yesterday, was that then Justin Trudeau comes out and says, oh, yeah, you're putting tariffs on us? Well, we're doing retaliatory tariffs. In fact, here's a little bit of Peter Navarro on with Chris Wallace yesterday.
That was one of the worst political miscalculations of a Canadian leader in modern Canadian history. All Justin Trudeau had to do was take the win.
And that seems to back up what Mike is saying. Peter Navarro continued.
There's a special place in hell for any foreign leader that engages in bad faith diplomacy with President Donald J. Trump and then tries to stab him in the back on the way out the door.
Woo! I love this guy, Peter Navarro. He is, without a doubt, my favorite member of the Trump administration. He and I are exactly on the right page. I was hoping, and I love Larry Kudlow, but I was hoping he would become the head of the National Economic Council. But I correspond with Peter Navarro pretty regularly. He is a brilliant, brilliant man. I'm proud to have introduced Joe Piscopo to him. And he's a big fan of our show. And I think his direction on trade and on tariffs and the president's leadership on trade and tariffs, that is exactly where the country needs to be going. And, you know, Canada wants to threaten us with retaliatory tariffs. Do you know how much of Canada's economy is dependent upon the United States? Who do you think that is hurting? It's going to hurt Canada. So they're engaging in a fool's bargain, if that's the case. So a lot of you have been asking about this Gotti documentary that aired yesterday. First, let me tell you about something that I was not able to talk about on Friday when I first learned of it. But I got an invitation by John Gotti Jr. to attend a private family and friends screening of this new motion picture. It's called Gotti, Shadow of My Father, that is opening in theaters this Friday. And so it was all the way out in Long Island. So obviously it took us 2.5 hours to get there. I saw the film yesterday, and I have to tell you, it is terrific. It is really terrific. It's not without its flaws, and I'll tell you what they are in a minute. But the first of all, the story of John Gotti Sr. and his son, and John Gotti Jr.'s kind of battle with his father to leave the mob, and the relentless persecution that the government engaged in with John Gotti Sr., and then the relentless prosecution they engaged in with John Gotti Jr., is one of the most compelling stories of all time. And then you add to that the family backdrop, the raw emotion of seeing their friend Bobby Borriello murdered, the incredible sorrow that you feel when Victoria Gotti, the elder, loses a son in an accident. I mean, it really does an incredible job capturing the raw emotion of the story. So I do recommend the film a great deal. The other highlight is the music. They use music to depict the scenes and the times that they're talking about better than any, I don't even want to call it a gangster picture because it deals a lot more with family than it does gangsterism, but better than any gangster picture that I've seen maybe since Goodfellas or Casino. But by far the highlight of the film is the performances of John Travolta and Kelly Preston. I never knew John Gotti Sr., but I know his wife very, very well. Kelly Preston, who's John Travolta's real life wife, so they're a real life husband and wife playing a real life husband and wife. Kelly Preston captures Victoria Gotti Sr. brilliantly, absolutely brilliantly, and that was the highlight. The problem was, the movie had a couple of problems. The actor who played John Gotti Jr. sounded nothing like him, looked nothing like him. And the problem was, and I never say this about movies, it was way too short. They captured 30 years worth of history in 100 minutes. And they really needed a good 45 minutes, maybe even another hour, to tell the story. So, but I do recommend it. On the whole, if you're interested in the Gotti story, it is a great, great film. I do recommend it. We're going to try and reconnect again with Joe Piscopo next. But first, here's Brandi Scott with the traffic.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Bruckner, a slow go on the southbound side. You are packed right now between the Bronx River Parkway and 3rd Ave. Henry Hudson, that's a slow go moving southbound. You'll see some delays, exits 19 to 13. We've got a heavy ride on the Cross Bronx right by White Plains Road. That's because we've got an accident on the ramp to White Plains Road blocking two lanes. You are solid as you approach exit 5A from the Bruckner getting through that stretch. We've got some slowdowns on the Harlem River Drive moving southbound. You're very busy between Park Ave and the Willis Ave Bridge. Accident on the BQE westbound right by the Kosciusko Bridge. That's still out there. The left lane is down. That is you jammed from Queens Boulevard. In New Jersey, Bergen Boulevard still closed. Tunnelly Ave to Montgomery Street. That's because of an earlier accident with a down pole. 78, an accident there in the express lanes right by exit 55 has you jammed right now getting into that area. And at your Hudson River crossings, inbound at the George, 35 to 40 on the upper level. Lower level, 20 to 25. Inbound Lincoln, 40 to 45. Inbound Holland, 25 to 30. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Eric Metaxas can't understand people sometimes.
To reboot this show and to have an honest conversation and to give the point of view of the half of America maybe who voted for Trump. And, you know, it was just a wonderful thing. And it all goes down in flames because of one tweet that actually does cross a line.
The Eric Metaxas Show. Weeknights at 11, right after Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. As a broadcaster, I love interviewing compelling guests, and I know AM 970 listeners want the same thing. So here's the deal. Check out my TV series, One-on-One, with me, Steve Adubato, for great conversations with fascinating people. Tune in weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV, 11:30 p.m. on Fios One, and late night on WNET Channel 13 at 12:30 a.m.
Catch my friend Steve Adubato every weeknight on One with Steve Adubato.
If you were fumbling in the dark and someone handed you a flashlight, you take it, right? Nobody wants to be left in the dark. But shouldn't it be the same when it comes to spotting threats to your identity and the data on your devices? The digital world is so full of connections, it may only take one weak link for criminals to get in. Fortunately, new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to shed light on more of today's threats. Threats to your identity, like your personal info for sale on the dark web, and threats to your computer or tablet like ransomware. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime, but new LifeLock with Norton detects a wide range of threats to your identity and devices that you may not see on your own. Join now, and for the first year, get an additional 10% off the low starting price of $7.99 a month, plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com today and enter the promo code Prager. That's promo code Prager.
No, you don't want to hear it. You have no idea. Stay with me. Stay with me. I want to do respect to the Bramnick Law Firm and read the ad because they are my dear friends. You don't want to. I am done. I am at the end of my rope. Technically, it's a technical nightmare. And then it's the last day of my kid's school. Do you think someone, just hold on so I could rail. Just hold on. You don't want to miss it. I've had it done. Oh my God, you can't make it up. But I ain't going down. So help me, Jesus Christ, I am not going down. They're going to throw every obstacle at me. I'm not going down. Let me tell you about the Bramnick Law Firm, if I may, at 7:54 in the morning. John and Brent have been there 30 years. John's been there 30 years. His son, Brent, and their 18 lawyers are standing by to answer your questions. And I love telling you this. At least I could listen. If I'm going to get, let me take the hit. Let me take the flack and give you all the good news. And the good news is if you've got a work-related claim, malpractice, negligence, you know, or an auto accident or something like that, you have some place to go, and that's the Bramnick Law Firm. I love being able to tell you the good things, right? They will provide you free consultations to help you decide whether you need a lawyer or not, you know? The Bramnicks will come to your home. If you have a personal injury claim, you could call 7 days a week. I wish I had someone in my life like John Bramnick. I need a John Bramnick in my life to handle all the problems that I have. But you, if you have a work-related injury claim, please check the Bramnick Law Firm out, okay? They could walk you through every step of the way. And they're there 7 days a week. And they'll come to your house if you got a personal injury claim. 877-423-4878. 877-423-4878. Or go to johnbramnick.com. JohnBramnick.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Joe Lundberg is our meteorologist. Oh, at least Joe is always there when you need him. Joey, I got you. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you today?
I'm going through hell. And no, let me put it this way. I'm going through purgatory because I will resurface and not go down. We've had technical problems. It's my kid's last day of school. No one showed up to pick him up. I am just like beside myself. Hey. Joe, it's all good. We're going to make it. Hey, how was the thing? Where did you go? Michigan?
I went to the Finger Lakes. So that was the Great Finger Lakes bicycle tour, and we had no rain there. It was great.
Are you kidding me? Tell me how many miles, my friend.
I did 205 over the
three. Oh my gosh. Do you win anything, Joe, for this?
No, it was just a fun event. You know, little wine tours.
Food. We have so many people that listen and admire you because we know that you got very big. You know, you gained a lot of weight. You said, I'm taking control of my life. And look where you are now. You're really a world-class athlete. You know that, Joe Lundberg. Yes, you are. You're a humble man. Now, weather-wise, we got rain.
This weekend's the big one in Michigan. That's the one. I'll be out Thursday, Friday, and Monday with a big one. That's the 24-hour challenge.
How many more miles can you do? 200 miles. I mean, do you need
more
than
that?
I'm
hoping to do 400s, my goal this weekend. Joe, Saturday from 8 a.m. to Sunday at 8 a.m.
And you're not with anybody, right? Anybody going with you?
Well, my wife's going to go with me. She's my support.
Okay, good. Your wife's going with you. This is what I was. Yes. I was concerned. Otherwise, I was making a trip to Michigan this week.
Strategy for what we're doing this weekend.
I love it. Oh God, I need a woman like that more than ever.
Hey, our weather's getting better today. We're going to see some sunshine. Cool, only in the low 70s, mid 70s with sunshine tomorrow. A little more humid Wednesday with a shower or thunderstorm near 80. Then it's dry and warm on Thursday.
All right, Joe Lundberg, thank you. Keep us posted. This is huge, and we'll track you every step of the way, Joe.
This is the big weekend of the year for me.
All right, we're right with you, Joey. Joe Lundberg right there, 7:57 with Piscopo in the morning. You can't make it up. You just can't make it up. And thank you for staying with us. Thank you for staying with us, because I don't understand the technical breakdown. I don't understand how Comcast could make all their money. I don't understand how CenturyLink is the phone thing. And I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on. You don't want to miss the open on the 8 o'clock hour, because I'm done. I am so done. I try to be as patient as I can at the radio station with the technical problems constantly with my personal life. And you know what? You know why I'm having all the bumps and bruises this morning? And really, in the realm of things, I understand it's little things. But why you get all those bumps and bruises and obstacles? Because I had a beautiful weekend. I had a great day yesterday. I compartmentalized everything. I put everything together. I took care of the house. I take care of the kids. I have no help. When I tell you no help, I pay everybody, they all run for the hills, and it's all me. And I worked it all out yesterday. And God goes, yeah, you think you got this, right? I'm going, yes, Lord, thank you. Maybe not so much. You don't want to miss the 8 o'clock hour on Radio Piscopo from New York.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.